This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's joining us on the Business Wise Corner. And today we're speaking about taking a break, reflecting and setting new goals. Do I really need to take a break? I mean, I envision myself, you know, my business worth like a billion in the next year. But do I have to take a break? Hello, Gigi.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Kunjani. Thank you so much, Gigi. It is the first year of 2024, Gumhlaka 15, January 2024. We're speaking to Gigi on a Business Wise Corner. We're speaking about taking a break, reflecting, and also setting the new goals. So, Gigi, I want to know, do I really need to take a break?
Yes. It's very important to take a break in business because at the school we festive, we started one come opportunity. We did speak about grabbing opportunity because everyone was spending money, everyone was happily spending and in a festive mood. So basically, we go to seven. So we are doing pumula also to relax your brain as well so that you can reset. And ukwazi uqala phansi afresh and ubuye with much bigger and better.
Now, how do I use that time, that break that I've taken to actually reflect and also setting new goals?
You can use it anyhow. You can't take a break. I'm sure most people, they really cannot relax because they're always worried about the next idea or when the next money is going to come from, you know. So anyhow, where you're not doing too much work, you can just sit down, maybe do a vision board and start over. Like, not only just relax, but to come up with new ideas for your business.
I want to know now, since I've taken a break and also now I'm reflecting on all maybe the mistakes engwenzile the past year, now I'm setting the new goals for 2023. What is it that I look at specifically?
Well, you must look at what worked for you and what did not work for you. So you can start by saying, kui kwama goals aka 2023. From the things that you did right, you can continue doing. From the things that you did wrong, you can maybe remove that and see, fix those problems that you had. Also, because the world is also always evolving, add new ideas about the business like ungalikhulisa kanjani and how you can achieve different goals in the new year.
There are a lot of challenges, Gigi, that are faced by the entrepreneurs, especially those emerging entrepreneurs. So, uzothi omunye ayengeke. Gigi, uona Gigi's personal, and I know ukuthi wena wenza imali yangempela. Nange ngitshela ukuthi nangithathe i-break. So now, since all these challenges now, izongisiza ukuthatha i-break kuwo wonke lama challenges bhekana nawe as entrepreneurs.
And akhona my challenges maningi, especially when it's coming to the new year, I've been faced with a lot of responsibilities. So it's something that's not really easy to do. But umele uzame ukwenza ngisho noma ngasona isikhathi eside, maybe just a couple of days, 2-3 days. Kusiza ngokuthi when you rest, you get to refresh. So njengoba ngishilo ukuthi la isikhathi ositholile sokuphumula ila ucabanga khona ukuthi, because sometimes speed kills, you do need to relax at some point. Ucabanga ukuthi, okay, these are the challenges that I'm facing at the moment. How do I overcome those challenges? Because if you're always on the rush, sometimes I'll find you can't fix your mistakes because you're always on the rush and you keep making more mistakes.
Now, this misconception, the businessmen and women, they have imali, and when utangthathe ibreak, manje ngizofika nini kuleyo mali leyo. How do we get rid of this unnecessary pressure efika nabantu abaseduze kwethu, because they know ukuthena we are in a business space? How do we actually make them see ukuthena kahle, I'm starting a business and there are challenges engibhekana nawo njengamanje, I've taken a break, ngifuna ukureflect and also set the new goals. Yiphi into engenziwa ama-entrepreneurs kuleyo ndawo?
With entrepreneurs, guys, it's not always about making money. I'm sure this is
about. Yeah.
we're just like any other working person. We go to you chose to follow your passion. Definitely there's challenges, just like everyone else. And if we go also big money, then you're going to have a problem, because entrepreneurship is not only, yes, we want money, but it's not only about money that drives us. There needs to be another passion. It could be a passion, or you want to change your life in a way. And imali ngeke isheshe ifike vele. You know, it's not going to be rosy in the beginning, but eventually, because entrepreneurship is about making money, but not entirely about making money. So eventually you get to the stage where, okay, so here's the money, and you don't have to stress as much. They're living the lavish life, but you don't just get there overnight. It's just years of work.
What I've learned about the business, Gutena, you make money and you invest it back in the business. Chichi, your last word, maybe a word of advice to ama entrepreneurs glonyaka 2024.
My advice is do risk and reset and uqale kabusha. Uma kutite kade uyenza ikusebenzelanga, qala kabusha uzame okunye, noma uzame ukuqhamuka nembono ukuthi uzolungisa kanjani lokho nako manje. We can all do it, and if you just persevere, have a plan, and you'll achieve your goals if you have a plan as well.
Thank you so much, Chichi. We wish you all the best for 2024.
Thank you so much. And I
this is an MUT Radio podcast.